AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, President Biden says the nation must never forget what happened there 100 years ago.
That's why we're here, to shine a light, to make sure America knows the story in full. May 1921.
About 300 people were killed in an attack by a white mob on a prosperous black neighborhood on May 31st through June 1st, 1921.
We do ourselves no favors by pretending none of this ever happened, or it doesn't impact us today, because it does still impact us today. We can't just choose to learn what we want to know.
The president says not only were there no arrests, there was no count of those killed in the racist massacre.
I come here to help fill the silence, because in silence, wounds deepen.
An off-duty Los Angeles County firefighter went to his rural fire station about 45 miles north of Los Angeles and opened fire on two fellow firefighters, killing one, critically wounding the other. Sheriff's Lieutenant Brandon Dean says the man then went to his home and set it on fire.
They saw an individual in a small pool outside of the actual residence appeared to be suffering a gunshot wound to the head. At this time, it's unknown if it's self-inflicted or not, but we know that no deputies fired, and we don't believe anybody else was at the location.
There's no word yet on the identities of the firefighters or the motive for the shooting. An FBI agent, Eduardo Valdivia, is charged with attempted murder in the off-duty shooting of another man on a subway train near Washington. Montgomery County, Maryland State's Attorney John McCarthy tells WJLA.
There were words exchanged between both, and at some point in time, the agent withdrew his weapon from his holster, and the victim was in fact shot.
This is AP News. The governor of Florida signs a bill banning transgender females from public school sports.
Florida's GOP governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill barring transgender females from playing on public school teams intended for student athletes born as girls.
Athletic teams or sports that are designated for females are open to females. And we're going to go based off biology, not based off ideology, when we're doing sports.
The new law, sure to be challenged as unconstitutional, inflames an already contentious discussion unfolding nationally as Republican-controlled states move to limit the rights of LGBTQ people. The state of Idaho was the first to enact a similar law last year, but it's in the middle of legal challenges. I'm Shelley Adler.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says he is personally liable for $700 million in loans taken by his coal companies from a lender that went bankrupt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.